Norell, a professor of Southern history, really knows his subject, having done the research and ascertained the facts. And the best historians are good storytellers. Both these qualities are brought to bear in his first novel, Eden Rise. When the novel opens, it is 1994. Tom McKee has been approached by Randy Russell, a young, new U.S. attorney in Birmingham, who wants to reopen a civil rights murder case from 1965, with Tom as key witness, and convict Buford Kyle, now 78, who had been acquitted by an all-white jury in 1965 for the murder of Tom's black friend, Jackie Herndon. Readers will be reminded of the 1965 shotgun killing of Jonathan Daniels in Hayneville at the door of a country store. Tom, a lawyer himself, is skeptical. He tells Russell, quote, "You understand that these trials are just a quick fix for liberal guilt and a way for blacks and whites to avoid dealing with the serious human relations problems we face in the 1990s, failing schools, drugs and crime, smug whites isolated in suburbs like mine." Tom also has personal reasons. Jackie's murder occurred partly as a result of Tom's own obtuse innocence, and the guilt has substantially ruined his life. Blaming himself, he suffers from the three D's: divorce, drinking, and depression. Testifying in this new trial would cause him to relive the trauma, but his sister advises might also bring cleansing and closure. Reluctantly, he agrees, and the reliving of those events in his mind is the main narrative of this novel. Modeled mostly on Norell's Black Belt hometown of Hazel Green, Alabama, the small town of Eden Rise in 1965 is agricultural, more than half black, with almost no blacks registered to vote, and with all power in the hands of a few white men. Tom is the scion of the most powerful family in the town. They own the bank and 6,000 acres of land. His father, like his father before him, is probate judge and a racist, but the times are changing fast. His mother, grandmother, and sister are supportive, but Tom's life in Eden Rise is essentially ended once he decides to testify in the original trial. I will admit, I approached Eden Rise with some trepidation. This was fictional territory I thought might be thoroughly used up. But Norell's story starts fast with the killing, and he has added a couple of wrinkles that really help. The story is told in the first person, so we learn of Tom's tormented emotions of guilt, rage, and loss from the inside. Norell's other innovation, most welcome, is the entry of a character, Marvin Whitfield, Tom's black bodyguard, who will protect him from rednecks who threaten his life. Brought from Detroit, but the son of an Eden Rise woman, Marvin is a tough customer, a convicted felon, strong, cool, a bundle of controlled violence. The fight scenes in which Marvin protects Tom are beautifully done and would be worthy of a Robert Parker, whose fans will think of Spencer's sidekick, Hawk. Whitfield is a man of unknown origins, so to speak, and I feared early on who his father would turn out to be. Norell has generated an interesting cast, male and female, black and white, through all social classes and three generations. A debut novel, Eden Rise, is a genuine success.